You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Bengaluru-based apparel manufacturer Gokal Das Exports Limited initiated its Qualified Institutional Placement (QIP) on Thursday, aiming to raise Rs. 600 crore. The issue price has been set at Rs. 775 per share, representing a 4.05% discount to the last closing price, with a floor price at Rs. 789.99. The company stated that it intends to utilize the proceeds for loan repayment and to fund inorganic growth opportunities. The QIP is expected to result in a dilution of up to 12.2% of the pre-issue outstanding equity share capital. Furthermore, Gokal Das Exports released its consolidated financial results for the nine-month period ending December 31, 2023. It reported an 8% decline in revenue year-on-year, along with a 46% drop in the net profit. In some more market news, shares of Bajaj Auto fell 3.6% to an intraday low of ₹8,700.05, a day after the company reported its Q4 earnings, as investors believe that rich valuation outbids strong performance. The company posted revenue at ₹11,485 crore in the last fiscal quarter of FY24, which was 29% higher on-year. Its EBITDA grew 34% at ₹2,307 crore year-on-year. The Q4 net profit was ₹1,936 crore, up 35% year-on-year, versus ₹1,433 crore in the same period a year ago. In FY2024, the revenue touched an all-time high of around ₹44,685 crore, up 23% year-on-year. Arising from the record sales of both vehicles and spares, the company clocked a record net profit of ₹7,479 crore. Meanwhile, the Bengaluru bench of the National Company Law Tribunal has granted troubled edtech major Byju's a one-week extension to negotiate a settlement with Teleperformance Business Services. France-based operational creditor Teleperformance Business Services has initiated insolvency proceedings against Byju's after the edtech firm failed to clear dues amounting to Rs. 5 crore. During the hearing, Byju's counsel requested additional time from the tribunal to reach an agreement with the French vendor. Acknowledging the default, Byju's has proposed a structured payment plan, offering an initial payment of 1.5 crore followed by subsequent installments of Rs. 2 crore and Rs. 2.2 crore. Moving on, the Infosys FY25 guidance disappointed the street and stock is under pressure. The management expects that the IT major will see revenue growth of 1-3% year-on-year, while EBIT margin may range between 20-22%. This is significantly below the analyst expectation, and as a result, the stock has seen some bit of downgrade. The analysts have also highlighted the near-term challenges for the industry and the Infosys stock in particular. However, they are betting big on Infosys' higher level of competence compared to peers. Biswajit Maiti, senior principal analyst, Gartner, believes that despite slight Q4 drop, Infosys' future looks promising because of its strong customer focus and a business pipeline. In other news, the Union Consumer Affairs Ministry has asked the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India to initiate appropriate action against Nestle, which allegedly sells baby products with high sugar content in India and not in European countries. According to a report by a Swiss NGO, Public Eye, and International Baby Food Action Network, the global food and beverage giant is accused of selling baby products with high sugar content over and above international food safety guidelines in poorer South Asian, including India, African, and Latin American countries as compared to markets in Europe. The report claims that Cerelac for 6-month babies contained 2.7 grams of added sugar per serving in India. However, the same was not done in the UK and Germany. Over to technology. WhatsApp is reportedly testing a faster way for you to know when your contacts were recently online. To be clear, the instant messaging platform already shows you the online status of people in real time when you open their chat. But a new app setting, allegedly in the works, will also give you deets without hitting up individual contacts. Moreover, it looks like WhatsApp will also show you a list of people who were recently online, so the need to do this manually on case-by-case basis could be a thing of the past, for all we know. Popular WhatsApp update tracker website WA Beta Info spotted this new tab called Recently Online inside the app's interface. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty wiped off early losses and edged higher towards the end of April 19 trading session. Analysts believe that the recovery came on the back of investors covering their short positions despite Israel's fresh attack on Iran. Going ahead, they suggested investors to stay put amid geopolitical tensions. The Sensex was up 599.34 points, or 0.83% at 73,088.33, and the Nifty was up 154 points, or 0.70% at 22,149.80. The market breadth weighed towards losers as around 1,502 shares advanced, 1,763 shares declined, and 81 shares unchanged. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.